It's been a little while since we've had him in. You know, the pandemic and stuff. You can't have many guests. But we are ready to go now with the world's smartest man. Brett, I don't know that you've ever met Super Genius.
I have not. I'm excited.
He's got his friend Lapdog that tags along with him. And Super Genius is right outside the door. I think he's awaiting. He's brilliant. You're going to be blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Genius is here. Come on.
Step aside. SG is in the house.
Out of the way. Out of the way. Look at this.
Hello,
Lapdog.
Bert.
Finally, our dreams have come true. And that filthy Irish thing is gone.
New meat.
Replaced by this gigantic grease stain known as Bert. Welcome aboard, Bert.
Thank you, SG.
It's going to be great to wallop you into the ground. And by that, I could just shorten it and say, whop you into the ground.
Brilliant.
Fantastic once again. So, Bert, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I don't know. What do you want to know, SG?
Perfect. He's an idiot. He can't even answer questions about himself. This should be easy. Anyway, well, I met your mother last night, and after shaving, we had a nice laugh about your new job.
Good one, SG.
Thank you very much. In fact, Bert's mother's so generous that she even shaved my lasagna she made for me because it was covered in her hair. What a wonderful, wonderful family the Berts are. Anyway, let me try this again. Tell me about yourself, Bert.
Let's see. I'm in my 40s, was doing overnights for about a zillion years.
And, so you're poor?
That's pretty much it.
You're poor and on your last legs as a human being. You went over the hill, broke, and now you're glomming on to success in hopes that someday you'll be able to afford your own shoes.
Riding the coattails of Holmberg.
All right, I'm just going to call you Jeremy then, if that's all right by you.
Is it true you make gravy train?
I make gravy. Make my own gravy.
Oh.
Through his pores. Oh, it's great. Anyway. Well, you guys did wonders during World War II. Thanks for being here. I understand you're the dynamic Dago, the wonder wop of trivia, and you've decided to try to take us on.
I'm going to give it a shot. I'll do my best.
Did you ever hear the story about the Italian vampire? No romance, no action, just 200 pages of a guy going, "What do you mean I can't have garlic?"
Oh, man.
Marone, don't you know where I'm from? The biggest problem with an Italian vampire is his house has no mirrors. He'd kill himself. But I would be thrilled if all Italians were vampires because that means they wouldn't come out in the daytime.
Oh.
And that's exactly what you did for 20 years.
Yes.
You stayed away from the sunlight so us normal job havers could traverse the planet without the Italian plague. Anyway, good luck with COVID. I hope it gets you.
Oh, thanks, sir.
Do you know how you gag in silence in Italian? You tie his hands behind his back. I like that the Dago likes these jokes. They're terrible.
It's because there's truth in a lot of them.
That is true. I saw an Italian the other day with a pizza cutter just standing outside spinning. I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "You never heard of fidget spinners?" Like, you did it wrong, you dumbass. These guys. I got a ton of them. Anyway, what are you going to do? Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Let's go to the phones and see what else we've got out there lingering amongst the normals.
We got Super Genius. We got Travis here on line one.
Travis, welcome aboard. Look down at your shirt and tell me where you work. Travis?
Can't discuss that, but hey, guys.
You can't discuss it because you don't have a job?
Yeah,
I don't want to say the company.
Correct.
Let me ask you this. Correct. Was I right about your job's location being written on your clothes?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's on you. I know. Most of them that call or have their office location and phone number on their shirts, they think it's for advertising. It's just in case their employees get lost. They can ring up their shirt and find the way in. All right, Travis, buzz in with your name, Lapdog. You'll be taking on me and the dynamic Dago with your questions. And Travis, if you feel like answering, which I doubt you will, because the first question was too hard, we'll let you on. All right, go ahead.
Here
there,
we go,
Lapdog.
Boys.
All right.
What film suspended production for a year so Tom Hanks could let his hair grow? And
Super Genius, Castaway.
Damn it.
Thank you. That's one.
Nice.
One to nothing. Travis, what time are you supposed to be at work? My guess, 8:30.
Right now.
I thought so. All right.
What boxer's daughter sold her nail salon to step into the ring.
Super genius. Well, it's Muhammad Ali's daughter, Layla.
Correct.
That's exactly right. That's two.
Good day.
Travis and the Dynamic Dago have been defeated. Goodbye, Travis. Not bad. You were buzzing in. I give you credit for that, but you probably would have been wrong twice.
We got Henry, the driving school instructor.
Can what I did just God go invent? By N-
can I the just Dynamic Dago's mother.
Oh, no. Why?
To spit my seed into the toilet. Thank you very much.
Son of a bitch.
I like that one a lot. All right, let's go. Who's on?
Henry, the driving school instructor.
Oh, Henry, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Can I just go by N-word?
No, you cannot. Listen to you've tickled the funny bone of the Dynamic D. All right, no, you go by Henry. That is your name.
Okay, super penis.
No, boy. Uh-oh. We've got a big mouth on our hands. Here we go. Buzz in with your name if you can remember it. Hank.
What star of a league of their own nearly made the U.S. Olympics?
Super genius.
Henry.
Sorry, kids.
Gina
Davis. She was an archer.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Damn.
Yes. I know it all. Good luck, Henry. Thanks for sitting quietly through most of that. Go ahead.
What country was the World Wide Web invented in?
Ooh. Henry.
Go ahead, Henry.
Henry.
United States.
Wrong.
Incorrect. I'm going to go ahead. I'll let the Dynamic Dago answer because I know he's going to say Italy.
All right, well, I'll take that one off the shelf.
All right, go ahead.
England, Britain.
Wrong.
I believe it was Denmark.
Wrong.
Oh.
Switzerland.
Switzerland. I knew it was one of those lily white snowy places. Close enough. Henry, are you climbing stairs or are you just have some sort of a problem breathing through your nose?
It's a black nose, so.
Oh, I see. All right. Stop making Bert laugh so hard with your jokes about yourself. There's nothing he likes more than a self-deprecating black man.
I have one of Kirby's feet in the left nostril.
Oh, my God. Oh,
there we go.
He knows so black he picks his nose with Kirby's toes. It's funny because it makes fun of everyone.
Your replacement has arrived.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. All right. Go ahead.
Where did astronomer Gene Shoemaker become the first person to have his ashes scattered?
Super genius. The moon?
Correct.
That's right.
Wow.
I've gotten rid of Henry now. Henry, you were a blast.
Good day, sir.
Now, go grab a duvet and blow your nose. So long. Man, does Brett like those jokes that black people tell about
Henry,
themselves.
Call back.
This is why you like those Madea movies so much. All right, who's online?
We have a woman that wants to take you on. This
All she has to do is get one right. Because we all know that a woman is 72% less intelligent than a man. Sherry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, that's why we pay you 72% of what a man makes. That's what you're capable of.
There you go.
How is a woman like a bowling ball, Sherry?
I don't know how.
I stick three fingers in her, I throw her in the gutter, and she still comes back. And she knows it. It's also the title of your autobiography. All right, Sherry, put the cigarette down and let's play.
What Brad Pitt bomb did Star Wars fans buy tickets to just so they could see the preview of The Phantom Menace?
Oh, super genius.
SG?
Was it Meet Joe Black?
Correct.
Yes, exactly it. I'm amazing.
Unbelievable.
I went to that movie. I wanted to see Claire Forlani's boobs. Get a glimpse. It's quick. All right, go ahead.
What jumping PlayStation marsupial did fans consider the
super genius. I'll just get it out of the way. Okay. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Incorrect.
Oh, nuts. I know the answer. I wanted to give these two a chance. All you have to do is get it right, girl.
Consider the Sony equivalent to Super Mario. Go ahead.
Sherry, is it Crash Bandicoot?
Correct.
That's exactly right. The girl wins.
Hooters.
Hey, you can apply for a job. Hold on just a second. She got herself a Hooters gift card. I gave her that one. I'd forgotten about Crash Bandicoot because as a job haver, I didn't have time to memorize video games like Sherry did. Well, she milked a man for all his money and his bodily fluids. All right. Who else?
We got Danny waiting.
Danny, are you there?
I'm here.
Danny, what is it? Look
yes,
at your
I'm
name.
Here.
Look at. I hear you. Look at your name tag.
Hey, Holmberg.
Oh, my God. He's not here right now. Can I help you?
Sorry, SG.
That's better.
If Brady was Italian, why would he cut holes in his pockets?
I don't know.
To run his fingers through his glorious hair.
Italian's hair!
Excellent!
It would have worked better if you'd have said, hey, you know how Brett's mom, you know how she's Italian by looking at her laundry? She's got holes in her pockets so she can run her fingers through her hair. We'll go with Brett's mom as the hairy Italian reference point, if you don't mind.
Are we ready, boys?
Always ready. Ready. Oh, by the way, look down at your shirt and name tag and tell me where you work.
World Pack.
What is that?
Yeah, I called on Friday, and I still hate Brady.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I got gotcha. Right. All right, here we go. Do you know what the rough parts of being poor and living in Italy are called? The spaghetto.
The spaghetto. Oh,
that's right. It's the living the spaghetto.
That's a Brady joke.
That's exactly who I ended up.
Excellent.
Do you know what comes out of an Italian zit? Ricotta cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you get when you cross an Italian and a Jew? An Olive Garden. I like that one. All right, go ahead.
What California city set off a firestorm by briefly endorsing Ebonics as a language?
Oh, super genius. Oakland?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. What do you call an Italian who marries a black girl?
Doesn't exist.
A social climber. What do you call an Italian who marries a hooker? Or what do you call an Italian hooker?
What?
A prostitute.
Oh.
These are gold, Brady. Oh,
Brady.
Gold.
Yeah. Brady's handing you over the papers.
You ever hear about the lady who won that Italian beauty contest?
No.
Me neither. Okay, go ahead. I'll crush you on the last one. We'll be done.
What veteran ABC newsman called Bill Clinton a bore over an open mic on election night?
Oh, yeah. Oh, super genius. I'll go with Tom Brokaw.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Dynamic Dago.
Oh.
Peter Jennings.
He was incorrect.
Dead by then, I think. All right, go ahead.
He was dead before that, too.
Yeah, I think he was. Any guess?
Dan Rather.
The only other option. Oh.
David Brinkley.
Brinkley, the old man. That's right.
What budding Raiders star booted an 82-yard field goal while practicing with his Daytona Beach?
Oh.
Janikowski?
Correct.
That's right, Sebastian. Seabass Janikowski.
Whew, got one at least.
First one to buzz in.
How do you identify an Italian guy at a cockfight? He's the one who bets on the duck. That's just saying they're dumb. Why don't Italians eat fleas?
Why don't they?
Because they can't get their little legs apart.
Oh,
God. Anyway, go ahead.
What Melrose Place principal divorced a Motley Crue drummer and married...
Oh, super genius. Ooh, we'll give it to you.
Heather Locklear.
That is correct. That's
yes,
a good one.
For the win.
That's congratulations to that. I was busy looking up jokes about your family, and I really stopped. I'm sorry. All right, you're out of there. He loses.
Come on, Danny.
You get Hooters cards. Congratulations. You know what the difference between a smart Italian and a unicorn is?
No.
Nothing. They're both fictional.
Brutal.
This one's for Brady. What
from
do you call
for
a Roman with allergies? You can do it. Come on. How about if I add the word emperor? A Roman emperor with allergies. Come on.
Oh, I know.
Sneezer.
This one.
Sneezer.
It's good.
Julius
That's
Sneezer.
That's exactly right.
So bad.
You can figure out dad jokes. Why are Polish jokes so short?
No such thing.
What?
No.
So Italians can understand them.
Nah.
You ever seen an Italian guy with freckles?
No.
Why?
They slide off.
That's exactly right.
Jesus.
Anyway, I've gotten through the entire list. Well done, Bert. You got one.
Thank you.
You get lasagna at Hooters. Congratulations.
A tour of Italy.
It's pretty good.
It's Wings Day.
It's Wings Day. You can get those with marinara. All right. That's it for us. Lapdog, you did great. I don't even care that I lost twice today. That was good old-fashioned fun.
Wow, he's out of here quick.
Man, he don't play.
Well, he does. He's very good at it. I'd like to apologize for Super Genius offending everyone, I think. I don't think there was anybody in there he didn't get to.
Nobody made it safe.
No, not at all. Wow, that's just a truth. Do you know why most Italians are actually magicians? They make a lot of people disappear. It's a fact. Anyway, well, congratulations. Good job. You got one right. You got that Heather Locklear one. Because she married Richie Sambora, so you all have that picture in your house at their wedding day. That would actually be the most Italian thing you could ever do.
The Heather Locklear Sambora.
Of the Locklear Sambora nuptials.
Oh, man.
I'm buying you that. We got Rock Wars coming up in just a little bit. Super Genius is out the door.
It's out of control now. 98.